It's 10 o'clock Mountain Time. It's Thursday. Time for Tom and Shane to review the top stories of 2022. Happy to be here with you. Shane's still having some computer issues, I believe. But anyway, hopefully he'll have those resolved and join us. We'd like to remind you we're here every we're here every Tuesday and Thursday, 10 a.m. Mountain Time. Don't forget to subscribe if you're on watching us on YouTube. And ring the notification bell. You'll always be notified when we're on, regardless of whatever time zone you happen to be in. And like us, leave a comment, because Facebook, Instagram, all those folks like that. So we hope that you will try doing that. And as I mentioned earlier, we want to talk about the Tom and Shane review the top stories of 2022. So let's jump right into doing that. I guess the big story of the year, Russia invades Ukraine. They thought it was going to be kind of a cakewalk kind of thing, but it's still going on. It's been an 8-year war, but last year, I guess at the beginning of the year, Russia invaded Ukraine, and it's been going on ever since. And this morning, Russia hit Ukraine with 120 missiles. So it doesn't look like this thing's going to stop anytime soon. So, Shane, can you hear me or not? Are you there? Nope, not there. All right. Well, we'll persevere, I guess, as well as we can. So, he's having some issues with his computer, so he may or may not be joining us this morning, so we'll do the best we can. Other stories making headlines, of course, this year, inflation. Obviously, that hit everyone really hard, and it wasn't just the United States, it was worldwide. It was everywhere. Inflation was all over the map, and it was a worldwide deal. 40-year, we haven't had inflation this low in 40 years, or this high, I should say, in 40 years, and not good. It was not a good, thing. It's come down some. Gas prices here in Montana have finally gotten down below $3, so we're about. Or about $2.99, I believe now. So that makes things a little bit better. But food prices are still off the charts. Diesel's still up there. Getting everything to market is costing more. We just got through the Christmas season. I haven't seen any numbers on Christmas yet as to whether it was good or bad. But we'll maybe have those for you. We're going to make some predictions next Tuesday of what's going to happen in 2023, and so maybe we'll have some Christmas numbers for you at that time and try to get those out to you. Well, in the other big stories just happened a couple of days ago. Trump obviously had already filed to run for president, but Mike Pence has now joined the crew and has decided that he is going to also throw his hat in the ring for the presidential race in 2024. So be interesting. The president and vice president running against each other. I don't know if that's been done before. So that's kind of a whatever. I don't know. It's kind of a tough deal. So, all right, Shane, can you, I can't hear you if you are there. And you're not there. Okay. So yeah, I can't hear you or see you, either one. So, all right. Well, anyway, Trump and Pence running for president. Of course, DeSantis is in there. Not sure what's going to happen on the Democrat side. Biden claims he's going to run again. I don't know if the cooler minds are going to prevail and ask him to step aside. If he does, Kamala is probably the front runner in the party itself. So I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see. It's going to be interesting to see how that works out. So we'll see how. Of course, you know, before everybody ran, before. So there we are. That will Elizabeth Warren run again? Will Bernie Sanders run again? I don't know. It's kind of interesting situation there. So we'll see how that plays out as to who the Democrats are going to run. As far as I can tell, unless there's some governor out there somewhere, and that might be Gretchen Whitmer. I don't know how much worse you can get than her. Gavin Newsom has said he is thinking about making a run for it and probably will. So I don't know. I guess we'll see where these guys come down. But anyway, Trump and Pence are the declared candidates so far. We've got a long way to go before 2024. A lot can happen. This Ukraine thing, the inflation thing, the economy thing, all of those things are in play. So we'll see how those play out. Next, we've got the world population tops 8 billion, 8 billion people in the world. They're all at the southern border right now, coming across into America. We've got a major snafu there, making babies and populating the world has not slowed down all that much. Maybe in America and in Europe it has, but in other areas, it's getting pretty bad. So. 8 billion in the world. We have cut world poverty in half in the last 20 years or so, which is a good thing. Capitalism has helped out with that. And so that's where we find ourselves. I read somewhere that if you took everyone in the world, you could put them inside Texas with 1,000 square feet to run around in. So if that gives you any help as to land mass or whatever, you know, is going on there. So, all right. Midterm elections. Those didn't go as planned for the GOP, and no surprise there. I was not surprised because abortion was on every ballot. Abortion was there on every single ballot, whether it was physically written on the ballot or not. People turned out, to favor the Democrats the House was barely held by the Republicans, and of course the Senate was still stayed in Democrat hands, and we're going to talk about something on that in just a few moments. But yeah, as these things go along, it's hard to tell there. So, are you there, Shane, by any chance? Nope, apparently not there. All right. So, all right. Well, yeah, the midterm elections went pretty badly for Trump as well. A lot of his candidates back got in, but they were in heavily Republican areas. Several didn't make it. Oz didn't make it in Pennsylvania. And of course, Herschel Walker didn't make it in Georgia. So we'll see how this Republican Congress plays out and what they're going to do when they take office on January 3rd. Well, Queen Elizabeth died finally in her late 90s, and Prince Charles is now King Charles. And a lot of people were wondering if he would just bow out and let the young kid have it. But I think Charles has been waiting in the wings too long, and he says, hey, I'm going to take advantage of this. If I'm going to be king, you know, if I can be king, I'm going to be king for as long as I can. So he may last another 10 or 15 years before William gets a shot at it. So we'll see how that plays out in the long run. But Shane up in Canada has a new king running things up there, I guess. And so, yeah, she had a long reign, man, all the way. I mean, that was a long time. She went, I think she was in the 50s, and, man, she was definitely there for a while. let's see. Okay. So, well, I'm going to put you up there anyway, Shane, and see if you can get through somehow. So you're not backstage, you're on the go. So we'll see. Other news, of course, Musk buys Twitter, and that was a big story all year almost. It was on, it was off, it was going to happen, it wasn't going to happen, and finally did. And of course, Musk came in, cleaned house, and started releasing all of the censoring that Twitter was doing during the election on the New York Post story about the Biden laptop story, and all of those things were happening. And so, yeah, I don't have a prediction of where Musk is going to take this. I do hope that he opens it up to all points of view, not Nazis and, you know, Holocaust deniers and people like that. But as far as, you know, conservative and liberal, let's hash it out on Twitter. Let both parties have their say. We found that censoring some of the COVID situation stuff was not good. That didn't work well. And so that's where we find ourselves with that. And you know, he took a vote, I believe, a few days ago to, did the people want him to step down as CEO? And he said he would as soon as he could find a suitable replacement for him. And he probably will do that. And hopefully he can find someone who will make Twitter of probably the only fair and balanced communication between you know, politicians and business and all of the other things that go along with social media. So we'll try and see how that works. So, all right. Well, as I mentioned earlier, the Republicans, for some reason, to help the Democrats pass this $1.9 trillion omnibus bill. I have no idea why they would do that. I wish I had a good answer for why they would do that, but no, I don't have one. They're going to take power in a few days, and now they're stuck till September with this bill before they can do anything about it. So. And all this pork and everything is in there, and it's just not good. So I don't have a clue as to why they went along with this. There's all kinds of pork in there. It's been on the news, you know, some of the ridiculous stuff that's in this bill. And of course, you know, everybody's going to bring home the pork to justify why you voted for them in November. And you know, this thing is a monster bill and has no business being on the floor at all, let alone passing both houses. So, but now we got to wait till September before they can straighten any of this stuff out. So there we are. Well, we had a diesel fuel shortage at one point. They said we had 25 days of diesel left. Apparently, cooler heads prevailed, and we seem to have diesel. I haven't seen truck lines like we had in the 70s with the oil embargo. No gas lines at gas stations for diesels. So hopefully we're still getting along. Gas prices have come down. Diesel's come down somewhat. But still pretty pricey to get a can of beans to the store shelf. So that's probably going to be ongoing. Predictions are oil go back to $100 a barrel coming up in 2023. So we'll talk about that in our next podcast next Tuesday and on our radio show probably this coming Saturday. I'll let you know more about how you could access that in a moment. And of course, We have the National Truckers Convoy. They shut down the border between Canada and the United States, and a lot of truckers objected to that because that's their livelihood, crossing the border with goods and services from Canada to the U.S., our largest trading partner to the north. And so they, the truckers descended on Ottawa and shut the place down. And Trudeau, the Prime Minister of Canada, went off the deep end and was arresting people and towing their vehicles and doing all kinds of weird stuff. And but I believe the borders are open now and people are able to get in and out and whatever. So we also had a railway strike averted by the president, and he was that's not entirely true. It wasn't him that averted it. It was the negotiations between the unions and whatever. Pete Buttigieg, the transportation secretary, was AWOL during that thing. He was, I don't know if he was on some kind of maternal parental leave or on vacation somewhere while this thing was going on. So I don't know what his thoughts were on that. He didn't make much of a presence during that rail strike. But anyway, it was averted. Rail traffic is still going on. The estimates were $2 billion a day that would have cost to do that, have that rail strike. And, you know, as we know, the container ships come in, the containers are offloaded, they're loaded onto trucks and trains, and away they go to get to us. So at least that part of the supply chain was not interrupted. But we did have a supply chain issue, no question about that. The supply chains were everywhere, and it was a mess there for a while. You could almost walk from California to China on the container ships that were waiting to dock in Los Angeles and San Francisco and all these other places that that maintain shipping traffic. So that was a mess. Apparently got it straightened out somehow, but anyway, it's not as bad as it was. So supply chain, you got everything back on the grocery shelves, hopefully, but it's going to get worse before it gets better. So we'll talk about that as we come along. Anything from Shane yet? And not there. All right. Well, next, excuse me. Big story, Roe versus Wade, overturned by the Supreme Court, been in place for 50 some years. And in New York City, if you're black, you have a better chance of being aborted than being born. So that's where the abortion issue now is. It's a free get out of jail card for you. And so that's the problem with that. And so we'll see. It'll be up to the states to decide what they want to do. And each state is going to take this on. It's okay. So what can I tell you? That will be quite a thing to speak about. And we'll do that during the coming year, because some of these states are going to have to vote on this sooner or later. And I know they don't want to talk about it. They don't want to avoid it, or they want to avoid it and string it out as long as possible. But sooner or later, it's going to have to be talked about. So, all right. Also, the Supreme Court upholds Title 42 at the border, southern border, because for the administration to say the border is secure is probably the biggest joke in history. Anyone can see that the border is not secure. There's nothing anywhere remotely secure about it. Now, Title 42 was instituted by Trump when COVID started, that for health reasons, we were able to keep people in Mexico, not bring them into the United States. And it was a way to turn them away. But when Biden first announced that nobody was going to be deported in his first 100 days, I mean, that opened the floodgates, man. I think 2 million people have come in so far, and that's just the ones that have interacted with the Border Patrol. And there's no telling how many crossed, never encountering a border agent of any kind, and are out in our society with good or bad intentions. We don't know. Also, Paul Pelosi was in the news a couple times this year. Had a car wrecked his Porsche. There were some interesting things about that, and also his hammer attack at his house, and I believe the elections moved him off the front pages. There was a reporter who reported that Pelosi answered the door, and then the guy attacked him, and that reporter was suspended and never heard from again. Not sure where that guy ended up, but he was. And I haven't heard much about Pelosi. He was out of the hospital, had a concussion, and so I don't know. It's kind of moot news now that we've moved on to bigger and better things. So our final topic, Sam Bankman-Fried could face up to 115 years in prison if convicted. He is the Bernie Madoff, I guess, of cryptocurrency. Took folks for a lot of money and was not a good person. Living down in the Bahamas, living a lavish lifestyle, of course, as rich people do. And now he may be in a 6x10 cell, wondering where his next cryptocurrency is going to come from. So I guess we'll find out when he finally faces the courts and whatever. So final thoughts on this year. Quite an eventful year, as each year is. We do these things every year on both radio and YouTube. And there's never a shortage of news. That's the great thing about being able to do YouTube and radio and other stuff, is that there's always somebody out there, a politician, a public figure, somebody's going to do something really stupid. And, that gives us fodder to talk about. And, all those things that happen every year, and we're happy to bring them to you. The award-winning Tom and Shane, we're live on radio day after tomorrow, every Saturday, 8 to 11 Mountain Time. To look it up, and you can hear us anywhere in the world, absolutely free. There's no sign up. There's nothing to join. There's no personal information of any kind needed. All you do is go to kmmsam.com. between 8 a.m. and 11 a.m. Mountain Time, and just click Listen Live. It's that easy. If you want to listen to any of our past shows, including this show, you can check us out at kmmsam.com. Click on Tom and Shane's podcast, and you'll be taken over to a link where all of our shows, all of our podcasts are there, and you can check that out as well. All right, that's going to wrap it up for me. I just want to remind you, we're so close to 500 subscribers. We'd really like to hit that mark. So if you're watching, by all means, subscribe. Ring the notification bell, like us, and leave a comment. Let us know what you'd like for us to talk about on the air. If this topic today was of interest to you, let us know. And next Tuesday, we'll be doing predictions of the upcoming year, what we think is going to happen, where we think the red flags are going to be, and all of that. So thanks for watching, and we will see you on the radio. We'll talk to you on the radio, kmmsam.com. Click Listen Now on Saturday morning, and we'll see you on our next podcast next Tuesday. Thanks for watching.